introduce our next speaker, which is Charlene and some from DC, and her topic is going to be No Matter What.
Good afternoon. My name is Charlene. I'm an addict. First, I'd like to thank my God for having mercy on me. I'd like to thank the program committee for asking me to share No Matter What. Prior to coming to this program, at the end, I was on the methadone program for 8 straight years. I got pregnant and used every day of my pregnancy. My whole life was centered around drugs in one form or another. I can recall laying down on the floor, letting some lady go into my neck. When I got up, I was paralyzed in my vocal cord, and I couldn't speak for about 7-8 months. It got to the point, it began to be real difficult for me to get the drugs in me, to get the money, and it just became miserable. I don't want to ever, no matter what, forget that pain. I don't want to forget my story. Because after you come around, you accumulate some years of recovery. I don't want to forget how it used to be for me. That's why I continue to go to meetings. No matter what happens to me in my life, I will go to meetings. And when you come to meetings, some things can happen for you. You know, no matter what, read your literature. You know, believe in what you read and buy into this wonderful program. No matter what, your life can change. And there's more to this program than just stop using. But I had to keep coming back and listen to you all tell your story. And I said, well, if it happened for her or for him, maybe it can happen for me too. I had about 3 years clean, and I met this wonderful man in the program. It was like heaven. I had one daughter, and he had a daughter. You know, we did everything together, and we went to meetings, and was on a softball team together. And he proposed to me. Matter of fact, he asked my dad first. My dad said yes. I went and got the wedding gown. I sent out the invitations. And it was on a Sunday. He told me he didn't think he was ready to get married. I was devastated. You know, my heart was broken. But no matter what, I didn't use. I said, oh my gracious, everybody in the fellowship, in the program know that I'm supposed to get married and I got to do all this explaining. My sponsor said, no, you don't. You just keep going to meetings and everything is going to be okay. See, no matter what happens to you in your life, you don't have to pick up. I had a few deaths in my family, and I had some deaths in the program of some friends that were very, very close to me. But y'all told me, no matter what, you just can't pick up, Charlene. I had a miniature schnauzer for 5 years, and that little dog was my best friend, and he got hit by a car. And I really grieved for that dog. But no matter what, I didn't pick up. I didn't take a drink just to give me a little soothingness or just to ease me down a little bit. Because see, before, I knew what to do just to feel a little bit better. But I'm in this new way of life now, and I have to really depend on you all, that what y'all told me was the truth. But see, you got to go through some things. And as long as you live and as long as you stay clean, you're going to face some adversities in your life. No matter what. Try to get into the steps in the program. Because you're going to need them one day. You know, because one day your girlfriend, everybody going to be somewhere else. And if you apply these principles in your life, you begin to have maybe develop a conscience. And it may be one day I'm going to have to rely on my conscience to keep me clean. But that's why you have to keep coming back and get better so you can have a conscience. Now, your conscience will let you know when you need to make the best decision. Now, people will come and go out your life. I even had a sponsee who left out of my life. But no matter what, I got to take the high road. Because sometimes God will say, you know, now it's time for you to apply what you learned or what you've been doing. Do I want to speak or act like I don't see you? And for me, it's easier to speak than not to speak. Coming to these rooms to let me know it's easy to be positive than negative. No matter what. Because see, I can really revert back into the back in the day. And act negative. But my conscience will let me know that's not what you need to do. See, no matter what, you can practice some discipline in your life. Now, I can come to meetings, I should hear you all share and say y'all doing these good things. And I had stopped using, but I was still smoking cigarettes. I wanted to stop, but I enjoyed smoking cigarettes, drinking my Pepsi, and talking on the phone. But my daughter told me one day, she was a very young girl. She said, Mommy, I don't want to get secondhand cancer. I want to live, and I've got things to do and places to go. I said, oh, my gracious. I stopped smoking with a little help with the patch, but I stopped. They used to tell us, no matter what happens, your ass can fall off. Pick it up, don't use, and come to a meeting, no matter what. You know, sometimes your past will come to haunt you. You know, because I did what I did back in the day, I have my hepatitis C. But I got to do some things to take care of myself. I'm glad I stopped smoking cigarettes. Now I got to practice some discipline in my life. No matter what. I got to, I was working for the government. I applied for this job early on, And they offered me the job. I accepted it, and I told everybody on the job I was leaving. But they had to do a background check first. So it took them a little while, and I got a call one day. They said, well, we had to rescind our offer because of some things in my background. It wasn't pleasing to the agency. No matter what, I didn't use. And then in my, I think my 10th year in the program, I had a supervisor who did not like me for some reason. And I incorporate what y'all told me, and I went in her office one day, and I asked her, did I do anything to harm you? And she looked me in my face and said, nah, just get on out of my office. She tried to fire me. I had to get a lawyer to defend myself. But no matter what, I didn't pick up. And during that time, I was still kind of connected with the underworld. I knew some people. I could just pay to have something done to her. But my conscience in the program said, trusting God is going to be okay, no matter what. I did. She put me on a RIF list, but I got picked up by another agency. See, a lot of times you don't know how things are going to turn out. You just have to trust and believe that God is going to do things for you. And you have to do it and remember that it was done for you before. Here recently, my father was taken to the hospital. He was non-responsive. He had pneumonia, kidney failure, urinary tract infection, and they said he had Parkinson's disease. And he's laid in the bed, in the hospital bed, and on the third day, where the doctor said, just keep talking to him. He didn't open his eyes. The doctor said, just keep talking to him. So I was talking to my dad, and I just told him how much I loved him. And I thanked him for everything he did for me. And that I was the person I am today because of him. I said, Daddy, whatever you want to do, I'm with you. If you want to fight and try to come back, I'll be happy. But if you want to let go, then I'm going to have to accept that too. Tears began to roll down his eyes, but he couldn't open them. So I know he heard us. So the doctor said, keep on talking. So the third day, my niece and I was leaving out the hospital room around 11:30, and I whispered in his ears, I said, Daddy, I love you, and I'll be back in the morning. He said, I love you too. No matter what, you got to trust and believe in God. You know, no matter what, you got to have a little patience too. The next morning, he opened up his eyes. In 2008, it was on Christmas Day. I had a real nice Christmas dinner. I went upstairs in the bed. I said, well, since I ate so much, maybe I need to do a little aerobics. So I did my little aerobics in the bed, and my knee went to the left too far, and I ruptured my disc at L3 and L4. And I couldn't walk for about 7 or 8 days. And it was the most lonely, miserable time that I had in such a long time. I couldn't walk. I was in a lot of pain. But no matter what, I didn't give up. I began to think about the things that I needed to do if things didn't work out for me. I went through a series of treatments, and nothing really helped me. I was up for 7 straight days because I couldn't go to sleep, and I was in such severe pain, my blood pressure went sky high. No matter what, I didn't give up. I went to the doctor of GW. He said, "Well, Charlene, you have a choice to make." I was walking on a cane. He said, "You can live your life like you live right now, or you can opt for the spinal surgery." I said, "Well, can you guarantee that things gonna work out?" He said, "I can't guarantee it. But what I did was I prayed. Because for real, I was fearful to get that spinal surgery. Because everybody don't walk out the hospital. No matter what, you need to have a God in your life that you have to depend on. Because see, I didn't depend on the doctor. I depended on my God to get me through it. And I'm going to tell you something else. No matter what, the people in the program was there for me. I lived alone. I had to leave my door unlocked so that you all can bring me food in. No matter what, you gotta sometimes follow the suggestions of the doctor. I came out of the hospital and went to physical therapy, and I followed his suggestion. The physical therapist told me one day, it was on a Friday, he said, "Charlene, you become too dependent on this cane. When you come in Monday, leave the cane in the car." Monday morning, I came in and I left the cane in the car. And things began to get a little bit better for me. To be honest, I wasn't feeling too good about carrying that cane. And I began to not go to as many meetings because I felt I looked old and I felt young at heart. But no matter what, I had to keep going. No matter what. You got to take the suggestions of this program and trust and believe that things are going to get better no matter what. Now, everything don't get better without a little work, but I'm telling you, I haven't had not one day clean, a whole complete 24 hours. Even when I get a phone call and one of you tell me, "Charlene, I love you." When I go to a meeting for that hour and a half, I feel a little bit better, no matter what. No matter what you feel about yourself, you can get better. And sometimes you gotta deal with a little honesty. Maybe I need to practice a little bit discipline so I can lose a little more weight. Maybe I got to face some fears. There's more to recovery than just not using. No matter what, have dreams and don't let nobody come in between you and your dreams. Because you can have some haters around you too. Because they lack the ability and motivation to do something. They may say, "Oh, you may be too old to go back to school." No matter what, you can do anything you put your mind to. No matter how low you go, how bad you feel, you don't have to pick up. Because this too shall pass. No matter what. God has been so good to me. When I got hurt, I left the job because I decided that my physical therapy was more important than money. So I retired from the government after 33 years of service. And I haven't wanted for anything. Now, no matter what, we got to prepare for the future too. So I'm trying to take better care of my health now so I can live longer. No matter what, go to a meeting, don't pick up, try to help someone with no strings attached, and I'll keep coming back no matter what. Thank you.